The notion that the Defense Department's vast array of capabilities, ranging from logistics help with medical and fuel supplies to search and rescue and flood control, should be available to help with local emergencies is certainly nothing new. Local officials have always been able to request that support via the Federal Emergency Management Agency, but a decade ago, DoD treated a mission that's now called Defense Support to Civil Authorities as something as an afterthought. The Pentagon would help if it were asked to, but it didn't do much to plan for it. Tom LaCrosse is the director of DoD's Defense Support to Civil Authorities program, also known as DISCA.
I recall vividly receiving a request for assistance from FEMA for $1 billion to the Department of Defense to take over logistics operations in the area affected by Hurricane Katrina. It took us a weekend to break that request down to about 8 separate requests for assistance. That was 72 hours that was lost. That we never got back, identifying the capability and get it moving toward the survivors and the disaster area.
But LaCrosse says a lot has changed since then. For starters, DoD has delegated almost unlimited authority to local base commanders and Army Reserve units to send their own military resources to the site of an emergency without having to ask for permission from higher headquarters. The hope is that a single phone call from a local governor or state emergency manager could put DoD resources to bear on a local disaster within hours instead of days.
And we purposely wrote that in vague enough terms that individual commanders who are at the tip of the spear have the day-to-day relationships with city mayors and county commissioners and local emergency managers. They can gauge what's needed, when it's needed, and how quickly it's needed, and they can make that decision. Nothing has to come to Washington, D.C. Nothing has to come to the Secretary of Defense. The decision on providing support is made there in the field, as it should be.
The newly expanded authority for local commanders comes with some time limits, but they are not set in stone. In general, DoD and FEMA want local authorities to make a traditional request for emergency support if they expect that they'll need the feds to step in for more than 72 hours. But there, too, LaCrosse says DoD has taken several steps that show it's taking its civil support mission more seriously. Army colonels now are embedded in each of the 10 FEMA regions to serve as liaisons for civil support missions that might need a larger and more long-term DoD response. It's also built a network of reservists who are expected to be available to be called to active duty so they can serve as coordinators between FEMA, DoD, and state emergency management officials.
It's the realization that it's not only the military capabilities of the department, but also the civilians, the contractors, the contracting capability of the Department of Defense that can come to the aid of our fellow Americans. DISCA used to be an afterthought. It used to be an added additional mission for the Department of Defense. 10 years ago, we were heavily engaged in two overseas contingency operations, but now our strategic documents recognize that one of the primary missions of the Department of Defense is to provide homeland defense and to support civilian authorities, particularly during a complex catastrophe. It's no longer an additional mission. It's one of the primary missions of the Department of Defense.
And LaCrosse says DoD's new attitude toward support to local authorities caused Pentagon officials to realize they could meet their mission without investing more resources. The human capital and equipment that it would normally use to respond to a humanitarian disaster overseas are already distributed across the continental U.S., so its disaster response plans have mostly been focused on making those resources more useful to local officials rather than building new capabilities.
That's where the department is really making an investment right now. We're not buying new equipment or standing up new units to support civilian authorities. What we're investing in is phase zero, the preparedness aspects of how we conduct defense support of civil authorities. And we would like to think that happening at all levels, not only with the combatant commanders, the reserve working with their civilian authorities to make sure everybody knows who to call to get assistance so we can be not late to need.
The department feels it already has some positive examples of how it's using its new disaster response approach in the post-Katrina era. Among them, U.S. Pacific Command's response to this month's typhoon in the Western Pacific and the military's contribution to wildland firefighting during a particularly rough fire season in the western U.S. In the case of the typhoon, which knocked out power and water to almost all of Saipan, DoD responded with water purification equipment after fairly rapid coordination with FEMA, says Lieutenant Colonel Nicole Fuller, who's in charge of DISCA activities for the Joint Staff.
Power was out, wells were down, there was no way to really distribute water on the island of Saipan, and so they asked DOD to stand up water stations, to stand up some reverse osmosis water purification units. They used some of those ROPU units off of a ship, happened to be sortying in the vicinity of Guam for an exercise. Brought the Marines from that ship onshore in Saipan and set up some water distribution locations in the vicinity of the shelters that they had stood up there on Saipan, and they provided 24/7 water distribution and water capability. 7 or 8 days, we provided that support.
And in the case of the wildfires raging throughout the Pacific West this summer, the National Interagency Fire Center is used to asking DOD for extra equipment, such as C-130s, to help drop water and flame retardant on wildfires. But this time, it asked DOD for extra manpower, since its crews are all but exhausted. Within a couple weeks, 200 Army soldiers from Joint Base Lewis-McChord in Washington were fully certified, and as of this Monday, they are on the line as Type 2 firefighting crews. In a forum organized by the International Association of Emergency Managers, DOD officials said they wanted to send the message that they're here to help, but in some ways, their ability to respond quickly will depend on their relationships they've built with local officials.
If you're a local leader, reach out to your commander, whether that's National Guard or USAR. Get to know them now, so when the emergency occurs, you know who to contact and you can associate a name, a face, and a cell phone number.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.